Children. Children are considered God's gift in our society, but we often forget the fact that children are easily susceptible to becoming victims of crimes as they are less able to care for and defend themselves. There are about 6.5 lakh villages in India, of which a majority is unknown to most of the people. But there are some which stand out for infamous reason. Today's story is about one such village named Nithari, which is located in Noida, Delhi. Hey, this is Smriti Kurup and you're listening to the second episode of Human Vultures. Although Nithari was a village, but a few people living there led a luxurious lifestyle in their elegant mansions and expensive cars. This case is one of the most brutal cases in India till date, as this case involved commission of heinous crimes such as sexual abuse, serial killing, murder, pedophilia, that is sexual attraction towards children, necrophilia, that is having sexual intercourse with dead bodies, and cannibalism, that is the act of eating human flesh and human organs. We have often read and seen such stories in books and movies. But here the facts are scarier than fiction. So let's dig deeper into what actually happened. From the year 2005, an abnormally high number of children were reported to be missing from Sector 31 of the Nithari village in Noida. Many children who went missing were last seen playing near a water tank. So the poor illiterate villagers thought that there was a demon inside the tank who used to gulp small children. Although many reports were filed by the families, no action was taken. The cases of the missing children kept on increasing to such an extent that in a period of 5 to 6 months, around 12 more children went missing. These mysterious missing cases were brought into light when a 21-year-old girl named Payal went missing on 7th May 2006. The girl's father, Mr. Nandalal, went to the police to register a complaint of his daughter, but the police refused. Finally, after 1 month, the police registered a complaint and started the investigation. After seeing Nandalal, the parents of other missing children also started reaching out to Nandalal, and slowly the pressure on the case increased. Nandalal was then contacted by an auto rickshaw driver who claimed to have dropped off his daughter to Villa D5 in the same village, and Payal had told the driver to wait for 5 minutes so that she will get the money from inside. But even after an hour, when she didn't turn up, the driver went to the villa and rang the doorbell. The door was opened by a man who said the girl had already left long back, to which the driver denied as he was standing right in front of the gate since the past hour. The driver was adamant that he didn't see the girl leaving out of the house and found the man suspicious. After arguing with the man, he left. That man was none other than Surinder Kohli, the servant of Maninder Pandher, the rich billionaire who owned the mansion. Gradually, things started adding up since all the missing children were last seen besides the water tank, which was situated near the same bungalow, D5. Although such vital leads were provided, the police failed to take any action since Maninder Singh Pandher was a highly influential rich man who used all his powers to suppress the case. Upset with the police investigation on the case, Nandalal approached the court on 7th October 2006. As per the court's order, the police strengthened the investigation, due to which the police found at least 40 plastic bags filled with human skeletons, human flesh, and human organs from the drain located behind the bungalow that explained the foul stench the villagers experienced since months behind this bungalow. Around 30th and 31st December 2006, more skeletons were excavated from the drain and the owner Pandher and servant Kohli were arrested again. Shivers ran down the spines of these villagers on seeing the bags filled with skeletons and organs. It was a sight only the thick-skinned could endure. Another astonishing factor was that the torso was missing in every bag. Soon, this case caught the attention in the media and various versions of stories were released. Some said organ trade was practiced, while the others claimed that the owner and the servant were engaged in child trafficking. From the number of bags discovered, it was estimated that around 16 to 17 children were brutally murdered. But the question still remained, why and how? Why did they brutally murder the small innocent children? Now, due to the high levels of public and media outrage, the police started rigorous investigation of the owner and his servant. In the course of the investigation, it was found that the house was almost under the control of Surinder Kohli, as Maninder Singh, being a businessman, was always out of town. Although when he was in town, Maninder Singh was a party person and often had prostitutes visiting him. Kohli, however, was a poor guy from Himalayas and he was new to this kind of lifestyle, but gradually started getting influenced by it. On 27th Feb 2007, Kohli was willing to confess everything to the CBI. By then, the case was transferred to the CBI. Kohli initially confessed to killing Payal and chopping her body into small pieces. Eventually, he confessed to killing 9 female children, 2 male children, and 5 adult women. He murdered them, had sex with their bodies, chopped the bodies, cooked the torsos, ate some of them, and threw the remains in the drain at the back of the bungalow. Kohli also confessed that he initially experimented with eating human flesh, but later enjoyed eating them. The doctors who examined the remains said that Kohli had exerted a butchered-like precision in dismembering the bodies, which kind of made sense because he used to help his father in a meat shop in his hometown long before he worked for Maninder Singh. And trust me guys, if you ever get a chance to read his confession, then please do, because it will be the creepiest and the scariest thing you will ever read. Because in his confession, he has literally explained his modus operandi in details and also how he got a sudden urge to eat the dead bodies and how he ate them to such an extent that he was actually full and satisfied. It's really spine-chilling. And there was no way Maninder Singh was clueless about the happenings in his own house. The Allahabad trial court found this rarest of rare crimes and awarded death sentence to both Surinder Kohli and Maninder Singh. The President of India even rejected mercy petitions filed by Surinder Kohli. The Allahabad High Court acquitted Maninder Singh and overturned his death sentence. Now cut to 2019, Surinder Kohli has been awarded death sentence in 10 cases and the hearing of 6 cases are still remaining, it's still going on. Whereas Maninder Pandher has been awarded death sentence in 2 cases out of the 5 cases registered against him. Now this case has revealed the bitter truths of our country, the main being the police favors the rich. Because, you know, in spite of so many complaints since the past 1 year from the villagers, the police took no efforts to conduct a proper investigation. Had they investigated then, maybe many murders could have been prevented. But again, let's not forget the fact that we are in India and here the rich and the privileged can almost get away with everything and anything. Yeah, sad but true. On this note, I end today's episode. I'll be coming with a much more exciting case next week. Till then, stay tuned and follow Human Vultures for more updates. Thank you.